This reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Mighty High, Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come to you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Teach us wisdom, O God.
Baby Jesus is sleeping in a manger filled with hay. This isn't an ordinary baby, and his birth isn't an ordinary story. It happened over 2,000 years ago, and we still tell it every year at Christmas time. So get ready, because it's time to hear and see the story again.
Long, long time ago, there lived a young woman named Mary. One night, Mary sat at her window and gazed up into the night sky. She felt a new stirring in her heart. The darkness seemed to change, and she saw a wondrous light. It grew brighter and brighter, and then it seemed like the light came right into her bedroom.
Was this an angel? Deep down and all around, Mary heard the words, "Mary, you're going to have a baby, and he will be a special leader, the Messiah, that God promised to send to the world. His name will be Jesus." At first, Mary was afraid. She didn't understand how this could happen. She thought about it for a while, and then she answered the angel, "If that is God's plan for me, that is what will happen." Mary felt God's love around her, like a big warm hug, and she wasn't afraid anymore.
Mary heard that Elizabeth was having a baby too. Mary decided to visit Elizabeth. They had so much to talk about. As Mary approached Elizabeth's home, she called out, "Elizabeth, it's Mary." At that moment, the baby in Elizabeth kicked with joy. Mary was happy and she sang, "I am filled with joy and I praise God."
Then some bad news arrived. The Roman government wanted a census done, and Mary and Joseph would have to travel to Bethlehem to be counted. This couldn't have come at a worse time. Mary's baby would be born soon, and Bethlehem was a long way off. Mary thought about that long trip. The road seemed endless, and she knew it would be difficult. She also knew that God would be with them on this journey. So they loaded up their donkey and set off. Mary thought about the road again, and she said to herself, "We're walking down this road as husband and wife, but when we travel home again, we'll be a new family."
Everywhere Mary and Joseph went in Bethlehem, it was the same thing. "No, no, no, no room for you." Mary cried, "Joseph, we need to find a room soon. I'm so tired and our baby's going to be born tonight." "Mary, there are so many people here. It looks like every inn is full. I'll keep looking, but I'm getting worried." Finally, a kind innkeeper said, "I have no room in my inn, but you can sleep in my stable. At least it's warm with the animals in there. It's the only room I have." Mary and Joseph were grateful.
And on that dark night, Jesus was born into the world. The news spread quickly around the world. Soon all the animals were talking about it and offering their congratulations.
The birds told the deer, who told the monkeys, who told the mud skippers, who told the jellyfish, who told the turtles, who told the polar bears.
"Have you heard? God has sent the promised one. The Messiah is a baby." The whole animal kingdom was excited about the news. In fact, the whole universe was excited about the news. The planets and stars and comets and moons danced in the sky. They sang praises to God for this wonderful gift.
The universe sang, "Let the heavens be glad, let the skies rejoice, joy to the world. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing." And the heavens did sing that night.
There were shepherds out that night, and they too heard the heavens singing. There was a strange and holy light, and the shepherds looked up. When the sky started to speak, angels.
It felt like the earth was moving and changing right under them. The angels sang, "Glory, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Glory to the newborn King." The mountains shone and the air rushed and swirled around the shepherds.
The shepherds raced off to Bethlehem, leaving the sheep grazing on the hillside.
The shepherds were the first visitors at the stable. When they arrived, this was what they saw. The baby was sleeping in a bed of hay, and the mother was sitting on the ground. The father was watching over them. The shepherds also saw that everyone, even the sleeping baby, was smiling and happy.
But someone was not happy at the news. King Herod heard that a new king was born, and he didn't like that at all. King Herod liked things the way they were. He had a beautiful home, plenty of food, lots of clothes, and people to boss around. King Herod liked it. When important people came to see him, he didn't want to share anything with a new baby king.
Three important people were, in fact, on their way to see... Three important people were in fact on their way to see the new baby king. They were called Magi, or the wise ones, and they came from the east, following a huge bright star in the sky.
They asked at the palace about the new king, and King Herod said, "Oh yes, I've heard about him. Please come back when you found him. I want to give him a special present."
When the wise ones found the stable, this is what they saw. This is the barn where Jesus was born, and the star shining overhead. They gave the baby gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Later, the wise ones were warned in a dream not to go back to the King Herod, they rode home, they remembered how peaceful and happy Jesus looked. He had the sweetest smile on his face.
And the wise ones knew this special gift would change the world forever.